From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, August 21st, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Cleanup efforts are underway after firefighting foam containing harmful PFAS chemicals was discharged at the former Naval Air Base in Brunswick on Monday. Crews have already removed 6,000 gallons of firefighting foam after it seeped into the environment through the sewer and water treatment pipes. During a press conference Wednesday, state environmental officials say they've taken groundwater samples to determine the impact on nearby private drinking wells. But Amy LaChance, the drinking water program manager for the Maine CDC, says Brunswick residents should not worry about their drinking water.
The CDC is confident that there is no impact from the released material that took place on Monday to the Brunswick-Topsom Water District drinking water. There are no restrictions on the drinking water, and the water is safe to drink and use.
The CDC says the public should avoid contact with the foam and not fish in the waterways near the former Brunswick Air Base. Candidates running for Maine's closely contested 2nd Congressional District House seat have agreed to 3 debates in October. Democratic incumbent Jared Golden and Republican challenger Austin Terrio will debate in quick succession on October 3rd, 7th, and 9th. The debates will be hosted by WGME-TV, the Bangor Daily News, the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, and other outlets. Golden has held on to his seat in the conservative-leaning 2nd District since 2018. The district voted for former President Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. The congressional race there is considered a toss-up and is among a handful of races that could determine partisan control of the House. Independent presidential candidate Cornel West will appear on Maine's ballot this November after the Secretary of State rejected 2 petitions trying to remove him. The challengers alleged that signatures to get West on the ballot had been gathered fraudulently. Secretary of State Shanna Bellows found that some signatures had indeed been gathered fraudulently and says she rejected that particular petition. But Bellows says that petitioners did submit enough legitimate signatures to get West on the ballot. The decision comes after a hearing held last week. Challengers or the candidate have 5 days to appeal to the Maine Superior Court. The Bar Harbor Town Council is proposing a new way to manage cruise ship traffic in town. Council Chair Valerie Peacock says that the proposal would offer a compromise for handling cruise ships and a way to end ongoing lawsuits over the current ordinance. The council could pass the ordinance at a meeting next week, but it would not go into effect unless residents vote to repeal the current rules in November. The proposed change would set up a licensing system for the town to enter into contracts with cruise lines, which would include a clause that the companies cannot sue the town.
And this approach actually brings us together, the council and the community, together in managing visitation moving forward.
Christy Bond is with the Association to Preserve and Protect Local Livelihoods, a group of local businesses suing Bar Harbor over the current cruise ship ordinance. She says the group supports the council's efforts to find a, quote, realistic and balanced solution to the cruise ship controversy. Resident Charles Sidman, who is in favor of the current ordinance and is suing the town for failing to enforce it, says the new proposal is completely unacceptable and could open the town up to new legal liability. State health officials have confirmed a case of West Nile virus in a bird in Portland, according to Portland city officials. A total of 9 birds from 6 counties tested positive recently during routine surveillance completed by the Maine Department of Fishery and Wildlife. Previous surveillance was performed in July when West Nile virus was detected in 6 birds. The virus and other mosquito-borne illnesses can have serious health consequences in humans. Officials say protecting yourself from mosquito bites is the best precaution. And COVID levels in Maine are rising. U.S. CDC wastewater surveillance shows that levels in the state have increased from high in July to currently very high. While Maine and New Hampshire have the highest wastewater viral activity levels in New England, CDC data shows that levels are elevated across the U.S. Updated COVID vaccines will be available in the fall. The U.S. CDC recommends anyone who may be eligible for a dose before then, such as people 65 and older and those with weakened immune systems, talk to a healthcare provider. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the state of the 2024 presidential election. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.